Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. This is WNYC FM, HD and AM New York, WNJT FM 88.1 Trenton, WNJP 88.5 Sussex, WNJY 89.3 Netcong, and WNJO 90.3 Toms River. We like follow-up questions on WNYC, which is why a recent piece by Deborah Fallows of The Atlantic caught our eye. It's about what Americans say after they say hello. In some parts of the country, instead of asking, what do you do? Some people say, where do you go to church? In New York City, we might ask, where do you live? Or let's be honest, how much is your rent in that neighborhood? What we ask when we meet someone tells us a lot about how we live. And Deborah Fallows of The Atlantic joins me now. Hi, Deborah. Welcome back to WNYC.
Anna, hi. Thanks for having me.
So we talked not long ago. You and your husband, James Fallows, have been traveling around the country. James Fallows have been traveling around the country for a project called American Futures. Listeners may have heard about it on Marketplace, too. And talking to people on the ground in different communities in America, you've noticed something. You noticed something about the greeting in Greenville, South Carolina. What did people say to you after you said hello?
That's right. Well, so I'm told in Greenville, we were there under a little bit different circumstances, but rather than the usual, where do you live, where are you from, things like that you'd expect, people say, where do you go to church? So that really caught my ear. I'm a linguist by background, so I'm always listening for things in these places we go around the country. It struck me as pretty odd. So in a post that I wrote about our time in Greenville, I mentioned that as one of the things that people in Greenville say, and was really astonished that I got hundreds of responses from people in emails telling me the various things that they say as these conversation openers. And furthermore, that where do you go to church isn't just a Greenville idiosyncrasy. It comes from a lot of different other places as well, mostly smaller places or more rural places like rural Maine or rural Idaho or Virginia, but also in probably more in the olden days than now, but places like Chicago or Boston, where do you go to church was something that was going to pinpoint you on a map. Rather than, you know, what part of town do you live in?
I love one of the details you mentioned is in Chicago, people will be asked, what parish are you from, even if you're not Catholic? Listeners, we want to bring you into the conversation. What do you say when you're at a party and you're meeting someone for the first time? What's your question to orient this person in the world? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we're going to map this. We heard Deborah Fallows talking about different parts of the country where you go to church is the second question. In New Jersey, what do you say? What do you say after hello? Long Island, Connecticut, what comes after hello? And if you've moved here from somewhere else in our listening area, we have people from all over the country and all over the world. What is that question when you want to know who is this person and how can I understand them? What's that second question after you say hello? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or you can leave a comment on WNYC.org. People from across the country, Deborah, wrote in to tell you about their own particular regional questions. In many places like Louisville, New Orleans, St. Louis, the question is, where did you go to high school? So that's presuming that you're from there.
That's presuming that you're from there, and most of these questions are that way. You know, it kind of depends on the context that you're talking about, but just as a general question, people from these middle-sized cities like Louisville, Cincinnati, Baltimore said, where did you go to high school? And it does a lot of the same things. It serves the same purpose of the where do you go to church question. It's just a little bit different, and it's more particular to the middle-sized towns than the other. You know, one other thing that you mentioned in the intro when you were saying is the where do you work question, which has been traditionally a really popular question. There were a number of funny comments about that. It still is quite well used in New York and in Washington, D.C., where I live, but a number of people wrote in and said it's becoming kind of less popular as a question to ask, partly because the what do you do, where do you work, is something especially for the millennials, that they don't necessarily have an answer for that yet. And other people wrote in and said it's starting to seem a little bit too intrusive or a little bit too rude, and people are quite sensitive about it in a way that they weren't traditionally sensitive. So that's kind of a funny language change that's going on as well.
That's interesting. Another rude question that sometimes gets asked when someone's trying to figure out how to orient someone is what are you? Where did you hear that question?
That question is really funny. It versions of the what are you question come from New Orleans, where they actually say, who's your mama? And it's a very strict family question. It also comes from tribal areas of Native Americans. The where are you from, what are you, is trying to orient you towards a tribe. It comes from rural Canada, just across the border near Maine. What's your father's name? Mm. It comes from Midwest parts of the country, like Chicago and Wisconsin, where people are looking for an answer of, I'm Italian, I'm Polish, I'm Czech. And also from Boston, in that sense. It's funny with this sense of rudeness, because a lot of people said they would be really offended if people said to you, where are you going to church? Just like they said that for what are you. But if you're from that area, it loses a lot of the kind of sensitive veneer of being too personal. And it's just what people say. It's like, how are you? You kind of don't really expect them to say, oh, I've got aches and pains. You just expect a kind of fine answer, but it's not taken so personally.
Oh, that's interesting. We're getting a lot of fantastic calls. Alba in Brooklyn, what's the question you want to add to the map?
Hi, I just wanted to relate what I'd heard. This wasn't my question personally, but I was visiting a relative in San Diego, and he was relating to me how when after you're introduced, you might be asked what you do. But he was explaining this, that because he was at a job interview, so of course they knew what he did, but, you know, so what they meant was, what do you play? So
what do you
play? In San Diego, it's you know, hi, how are you, what's your name, what do you do, meant, you know, you play tennis, you do golf, what? So I just wanted to relate that.
I love that.
That's so true, and I heard that in Burlington, Vermont as well. The what do you do means, like, what do you do for hobbies? What do you do for fun?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We've got to call Allison in Great Meadows, New Jersey. Can you hear us, Allison?
Yes, I can hear you.
I hear an Australian accent. What's the second question in Australia?
The second question is usually, where do you live or what do you do?
And in New Jersey, where you live now, what is it?
I find most people ask, do you have kids? And often, what does your husband do?
And what does your husband do? Deborah, what did you find about how people ask about family?
Mostly it was family origins and family nationality. Nobody wrote in saying, what does your husband do? That in this era now, I think that would be probably more an offensive question. But the people are still looking for your family roots, like what is your family origin originally, and a much more general thing. And the family questions, I think if you're in the context, certainly like if you're around your kids' school, or if you're moving to a new neighborhood, you can imagine the context where that personal family question would come up more. But in the more general context, it leaves a broader entry.
Leanne in Manhattan, what do you hear in New York?
Pardon?
Hi, Leanne. What's the question that you hear?
I heard what are the regional greetings?
Uh huh. And what's the question you want to add to the conversation?
Uh huh. What I add to the conversation is, are you from New York originally? Because that's not rude. And it kind of opens, they can say yes, no, they can tell me where they're from or not if they don't want to.
And are you a native New Yorker yourself?
I am. I'm a native New Yorker.
Do you remember when you started asking that?
Let me think. Well, I've always been found it offensive. They're generally the lines of, what do you do? You know, when I was growing up, it always seemed kind of forward and rude and it didn't give you an option of choice. in your answer.
And so now you have a more sort of welcoming, do you come from New York originally, to ask
yes,
about people's
right,
story.
Exactly, I don't know how many years ago I did that. Some years ago I lived in Montreal, and I remember being really shocked. I mean, speaking original, it was like, I'm a half Asian, and they sort of would say, you know, and what are you?
that what are you question
what
again.
Are you?
Leanne,
what,
thanks.
Hi, what are you? Which is kind of interesting. I didn't mind it, but it was just different.
Thanks so much for your call, Leanne. John and Yonkers, you've got a kind of specific one in the crowd you run with. What's the second question after hello?
Yeah, I'm a computer developer, a software developer, and usually when meeting another developer, it's usually like, what do you use, Mac or PC? And it's a trick question. You're supposed to answer Linux.
Oh.
You're supposed to answer Linux. So, or a follow-up would be, what programming language do you use?
It's a trick question. I love that. You can find out, you know, how serious a programmer they really are. Jonathan Yonkers, thanks for your call. Deborah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's interesting because there's a kind of often in these smaller communities of people where you have a lot of things in common, you get these funny specific questions. And I just got an email from someone from the deaf community, DEAF deaf community, and they said that they always ask, where did you go to school, meaning where did you go to college, because the answer is often connected to the politics of how you think about the questions of deafness, like are you supposed to use sign language, are you supposed to teach your kids sign language, or do you not do that? Because the colleges are very different in their approach to dealing with deafness. So that's a question that gives you a lot of answer in it.
Oh, that's really interesting. John on Staten Island, you have an interesting question to add about history. What's the question that you've heard?
Yeah, myself personally, I'm an older black New Yorker, but among my friends, most of our parents all came from down south. They were part of that migration. So it was always kind of asked, well, where did your parents come from? You know, because the community, it was like if you came from South Carolina or if you came from North Carolina or something like that, it was like that. It's not so much anymore, but that's the way it used to be.
That's really interesting, John. Deborah, did you find that places of high migration or low migration, that you could hear that in the second question after hello?
Oh, definitely. There's this whole category of what I'd call maybe transplant cities, where people aren't originally from there. It takes you back to a previous caller. But towns that have grown and changed recently often ask that question, and it's towns like Seattle, where so many people moved in because of Microsoft. It's towns that have big universities like Madison, Wisconsin, or Austin, Texas, or Atlanta, which is really changing and has grown very fast. So people aren't from there. They're from all over. Houston, same thing. San Francisco with Silicon Valley and the tech boom, same thing. And I would add in there the whole state of Florida, where people don't only say, where are you from, but it's where are you from up north, to be more specific.
Wow. Well, get that. I was thinking, I'm from West Virginia, and growing up, one of the questions when you met somebody who clearly wasn't from West Virginia, the question was, why are you here? So that says a lot about the ways we thought about ourselves growing up.
Yeah.
So you also wrote about what you were asked when you lived in China. Tell us what people would ask you there.
Well, China has a kind of different starting point, and you're allowed to be much more personal in your questions. So the usual thing after where are you from is, how much is your rent? How much salary do you make? How much do you weigh? How many kids do you have? It just very immediately goes straight for the very personal. And at first, you know, for a non-Chinese, it's kind of, well, it's off-putting, and you're just shocked to get all these personal questions. But you kind of get used to it really quick, and it's, you know, it's just the way it is, and just something that you have to laugh about.
We're getting a lot of good comments on Twitter as well. In New Jersey, it's what exit on the turnpike? In Jersey City, it's did you ever work at the mall? And for Mike in Brooklyn, when he's asked, what do you do? He says, fester. So lots of ways, openings to answer the second question. Deborah Fallows, your piece is so interesting. You can see a link to it on our website at WNYC.org. Thank you so much for joining us again on WNYC.
Thanks very much, Anna.
I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehrer.